kind of in a nutshell, the situation, I think, peaked about an hour ago as of this moment. I'm not saying it has peaked for the day, but I think it peaked an hour ago and it has let up some. The creeks, especially the small creeks, are filled, but are not rising the way they were at 6, 7, 7:30, 8 o'clock this morning. We feel there's no immediate danger to life in the city. And we'd just like to reassure people that we have plenty of manpower and plenty of equipment. We've got county equipment and a lot of help, so that we're handling the situation. We have all the policemen and the firemen out. We have plenty of boats and we have some ducks. If anyone feels they're in danger, please call the police station and we'll evacuate them. However, we don't feel there's any immediate threat to life in the city. And we'd like people to stay home if possible. And we know it's a upsetting situation. People are nervous and some are quite worried, frightened. But if they can just stay as close to their house as they can and keep an eye on their own
children. We were urging to keep the children home today.
Yeah, we had a scare this morning with a 9-year-old boy, and cruising the city, there are an awful lot of children out playing in the water and playing near the bridges. I just saw a little child down on the arterial bridge, and he's fooling around that bridge, and I said to Captain Coogan and Chief Rose that if someone doesn't, you know, take the fun out of this thing for the kids and keep them safe, I'm afraid we're going to lose one or two, because while the situation is improving, there's still a dangerous situation, especially around these bridges.
That's the next question I got for you, Andy. We had a report East Vanscooter Street Bridge was bad.
East Vanscooter Street Bridge is, we've got about a foot and a half clearance there, and the water is flowing. It's taking the sidewalk and some of the blacktop approaching the bridge. But the bridge is from a structural condition, is in good shape. Unless we get some large trees or limbs to block that, there's no immediate danger. The bridge has been roped off, and the situation in that particular area, the nursing home, patients are safe.
You were thinking of evacuating the nursing home, am I correct?
Yes, that's true. But
they changed their mind.
They changed their mind. Okay. They apparently have no real problem down there at the moment.
All right.
So the one thing, it's a small thing, but it's an important thing, that if residents have a catch basin in front of their house, if they've got a sewer drop inlet, they just clean that off so that the water can flow freely. It would help the situation on the streets.
All right. Now, Andy, how about the other bridges in Hornell? One is gone, I understand.
Not in the city. I don't know of any bridge in the city that's gone.
Let's see what the report was.
Hart Street Bridge, right. Yeah, Hart Street Bridge, but the main traffic, the main bridges are all in good shape.
Hart Street Bridge is gone?
To my knowledge, yes, it is.
Okay. The other bridges you think are going to hold?
Yep.
What about Crosby Creek? You were sandbagging there?
We're not sandbagging now.
All right. Were you at one point?
No.
Okay.
No. We have men filling sandbags.
Very, very interesting.